Well, it's quite rainy out there right now, and we're also getting some reports around the province of some snow, blowing snow on Highway 41. We had a somebody from Ralph from Prince Albert. He says he's going up to Christopher Lake, and it's kind of blowing snow up there, too. So the snow is out there, Evan. It just hasn't quite hit us yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I opened the window this morning anticipating a white blanket on the ground and didn't see it, I'm like, okay, well, that's all right.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, once I stepped outside and realized, I mean, it's wet out there,
yeah,
and it's
blowing.
Coming. It's cool. Yeah. It's coming, right?
You can feel it. Plus, if you got the minus temperatures. This is the only plus temperature left this week. The rest is into the minus.
Enjoy it right now, folks.
Here we go.
Yeah.
On your show today, well, you've got a lot of guests, including the premier.
Yeah, we have a big lineup today. Of course, federal budget coming down, so there's still lots to unpack there. I mean, I had some great guests yesterday, but when it's nearly a 500-page document, there's lots to kind of weave through. And so we're going to start with Premier Scott Moe. He will join us. Not a ton in there for Saskatchewan, but...
Yeah, like what is he expecting from the federal budget?
Well, the one thing that I'm interested in, you remember, Shaq, a couple of months ago, Premier Moe met with Premier Danielle Smith in Lloydminster. They had that summit in Lloydminster.
Right.
And they came out with basically 10 asks of the federal government to reduce the restrictions, the policy that was inhibitive of the work that we're doing in energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's probably two of those, maybe two of the 10 captured in this budget, but there's kind of, I would say, some strings attached to those as well.
Right.
You know, so we're seeing maybe the oil and gas cap is going away, but there's a price on industrial carbon that they're hoping will pick up the slack. So, you know, the greenwashing bill that came out a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago potentially is going to be gone. So we'll talk with the premier. We'll get his thoughts on that, on the budget. And there's a few other things, obviously, I want to talk about. India just came out with these tariffs on peas, 30% tariff. Well, if you put India and China together, they are 80% of Canada's pea market.
Right.
So
which is something I don't understand. I mean, obviously with China, it's the whole EV and those
right.
the 100 the,
yeah.
the tariffs that we put on the
right.
EVs. But with India, I mean, where are they getting their peas now? I mean, we had a good relationship when it came to that.
You're right, Shaq. I think Saskatchewan actually, as a province, has a great relationship with India. But the pressure for the Indian government is coming from inside the country. It's the farmers in India saying, you know, you need to do something to protect us.
Mm.
We need to be able to. So that's really where the pressure is coming from on this. But I do hope maybe it's a relationship thing and we can turn that around. So we'll talk with the premier about that as well.
And you have more and more guests on
this
too.
We do. We have the federal government conservative justice, I shouldn't say federal government, the federal conservative justice critic on the program. So, of course, the conservatives have already signaled they're not going to vote in favor of this budget. So why not? What's missing? What would they have put in different? We'll talk about that. And General Rick Hillier, former Canadian Chief of Defense Staff, will join us as well. So $81.1 billion on defense spending in this budget. That's not a small number.
Yeah.
Does it hit the mark? I know he's been critical in the past of how we've bought, like the procurement process is a big part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk with General Hillier about that and a few other things there. So lots of reflection on the budget still.
Okay. Well, let's talk. You also have a topic on AI. Christmas shopping? Like using AI to go Christmas shopping?
I don't know if I will be or not, but yeah, we've got Brian McQuinn on the show. Brian is great. University of Regina professor, but he does lots of work in the AI world. And so this is one trend right now that apparently is taking off. You can download these customizable apps and you just put the information in about the person in your life that you want to buy gifts for.
This might
make it easier for you and Mona.
I'm going to stop you right there. It's not going to work.
Why are you always so skeptical?
This is my thing about Christmas shopping or any shopping for your spouse.
Yeah.
And that, well, especially for my wife anyway. I don't guess. I go for the facts. And I say, honey, send me a list of what you want for Christmas. You can still do a surprise by getting, you know, one or the other or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, look, you got that. Yeah. But if I were to use AI and just have it figure it out for me, I will always be wrong.
Okay. Well, I don't think I'll be using it either, but it sounds like it's the go-to thing this Christmas.
Oh, people are getting their wardrobes picked now by AI.
That's right. Whitney from our sister station, Rock 102. I know she has a whole assistant, an e-assistant that helps her. So Brian McQuinn's on the show. So we'll talk about that, but we'll talk about just AI in general. And the thing about having Brian on is we're going to open up the phone lines because people have a lot of questions about artificial intelligence. So we'll have... lots of opportunity to answer your questions on that, too.
And last, we got about 30 seconds, but a lot of football in Saskatoon, especially got the Rams and the Huskies on Saturday. We've got the Hilltops and the Okanagan Sun Sunday, and of course, the big one in Regina.
Yeah, the Riders taking on the BC Lions. In fact, Premier Mo, as you mentioned, who's on my show this morning, apparently has some kind of an announcement. He's making the announcement. They're having a news conference at 9. He's on our show at 8:30, and I think he might sneak out a little bit of information on the announcement. So, it's obviously football-related because his news conference at 9 is with Gaynor. So if you're doing a news conference with Gaynor the Gopher,
then you're not talking budgets.
Yeah, no, that's right. So anyway, lots of football and it is the weekend for football this weekend in the province.
It's all coming up on the Evan Bray Show at 8:36 this morning. Have a great show, my friend.
Good stuff. Thanks, Shaq.